On today's Talk Zone Newsmaker interview, success expert, speaker, and best-selling author Jack Canfield with some fascinating advice on success.
Your books are certainly world famous. You're the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, 40 New York Times bestsellers, and you're also an expert on the topic of success. What are the success principles all about?
Well, basically, I've been working for the last 30 years teaching people about success. And I started out in West Virginia. I lived in a dysfunctional family that made no money in Appalachia. And when I was in graduate school, I ran across a man named W. Clement Stone, who was a self-made multimillionaire, who took me under his wing and taught me these principles of success. I've learned more since then, but he taught me about 30 of them. And I started applying them to my life, and all of a sudden, at that time I was a high school teacher, my kids started excelling in sports and academics and getting scholarships, and I moved on from teaching and got into the world of training and started making some serious money and being very successful. And then I started teaching others how to use these, and I trained over 10,000 people in how to achieve their dreams. People have become multimillionaires, started their own magazines, their own businesses, successful churches, etc. And I thought it was time to share these principles with the general public so that they could have the same level of success that I have. In the book, there are 64 principles. And I think what makes my book different, Chris, than most books on success, number one, as you mentioned, it is a long book. It has 64 principles. And the reason is most books you read out there, there are like 120 pages. They have like one, two, three, maybe seven principles. And the problem is it's like having a combination lock that you're trying to open, but you've only got two of the four numbers that you need.
Right.
No matter how well you know those two numbers, the lock's not going to open. And so what I wanted to do is give people kind of a success encyclopedia, one-shop stopping. If you read this, you can be a successful parent, a successful entrepreneur, a successful teacher, a successful salesman, whatever you want to be.
Well, obviously we don't have time to touch on all 64 principles here, but I'm wondering if you could just share maybe some of them, and perhaps some stories or anecdotes. You have many of those in the book.
Sure.
To maybe illustrate them for us.
Sure. One of the key principles of success is you've got to be willing to ask people for support, for help, etc. And I have a story in the book about a man named Chad Pograki, who at the age of 19 decided he wanted to clean up the Mississippi River. And he lived on the river, and it was trash everywhere on both sides of the banks. And so he started in his own 18-foot boat. When he ran across a refrigerator, he said, "I need a bigger boat. Can't get it in this boat. I need a barge and a crane." Well, he didn't have any money. He said to his friend, "Who has money? We could get one of these things. We need to buy one." He said, "Corporations." He said, "Well, how do you find a corporation?" "Well, you look in the Yellow Pages," said his friend. So they looked in the Yellow Pages, and the first corporation was Alcoa, down alphabetically. Called him up, said, "Can I speak to the head guy?" And the receptionist said, "The head guy? You mean the CEO?" He says, "I guess. What's a CEO?" He said, "Chief Executive Officer. He runs the company." He said, "Okay, I'll talk to him." Well, he got to his office, and the receptionist up there, the executive assistant, said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "I need money." She said, "What for?" He said, "To clean up the Mississippi River." Well, he was so pure in his intention and not trying to self-serve that she helped him get $8,000. He then called Anheuser-Busch, which was the next A down, got $25,000. Well, in less than a year, he raised $2.5 million, got 4,000 volunteers to help him, and cleaned up the entire length over 1,250 miles of the Mississippi River. Demonstrating the power of simply asking for what you want from your heart without fear. And that's just one of the principles. You know, in my life, Mark and I, when we did our first Chicken Soup for the Soul book, we were rejected by 144 publishers, and no one wanted to publish it. Well, if we'd given up and not kept asking, I wouldn't be on your show today. And so the next principle is perseverance. You have to keep doing it no matter what. Don't ever, ever give up. It was 145th publisher that said yes.
Let me just interrupt you there for
sure.
A second, Jack. When people ask me to talk about perseverance, I use that story, same story, to illustrate it. So
good.
It's a great one.
A national iconic story, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another key principle is that you have to decide what you want. I mean, one of the biggest problems I see when people come to my workshops is that they don't know what they want. They say, "Well, I want to be successful, but I don't know what I want to do." And somewhere as a child, they got talked out of doing what they really wanted to do, and they had to numb that out in order to be a good student, go to college, and do what mommy and daddy wanted. And in the process, they lost touch with their own inner guidance system. And so we have a way of helping people get back in touch with that to discover what their true purpose is, what they're here for. There's a paper and pencil test that'll do that. There's a guided visualization in the book that'll do that. So we literally take people from the what I call the fundamentals of success. Take 100% responsibility for your life. Believe in yourself. Believe what you want is possible. Decide what you want. Chunk it down into small steps. Find other people who've already done it. They've left kind of a trail, a blueprint of what you need to do. Visualize. Here's a really interesting study. If you close your eyes every day and visualize yourself already having achieved your goals, and just do that for a few minutes a day, you will increase the odds of you getting what you want by over 200%. That's a university study.
Well, that's impressive. I'll have to start doing that. We're talking with Jack Canfield, who's author of The Success Principles. Jack is also the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, that incredibly popular series of books. Jack, what do you say to somebody who says, oh, I've read success books and, you know, I've listened to the tapes and it doesn't really seem to do anything for me? What do you say to somebody like that?
I would say that reading books and listening to tapes doesn't do anything for anybody. What does it is putting the things in the book into action. And one of the biggest problems is that most people will read the book, put it on the shelf, and go on living their life the way they always did it. And it's understandable because, again, research shows us that 80 to 90% of everybody's behavior is habitual behavior. You get up in the morning, you go through the same ritual of getting dressed, you wash your body in the same order every time, you wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. You can live in a city with 1,000 restaurants, and yet you go to the same 5 or 6 every time you go out and eat the same things off the menu.
It's true.
The problem with that, it has some value because you don't have to think while you're doing those things, and it gives you opportunity to do other things. The problem is that the habits you have only will get you as far as you've currently gotten. If they would have gotten you further, you would have already gone further. And so in order to get further, you have to develop new habits. And one of the things you might look at my book in the 64 principles, we could have said the 64 habits of success or the 64 disciplines of success. And what I teach is that the reason most people don't get into action is they need to be hooked up with somebody else. Let's say you and I, Chris, agreed that we were going to get on the phone every Thursday, talk about our goals, commit to action steps that we were going to take, and then we're going to call each other next Thursday at 5 o'clock. Well, my Wednesday and Thursdays get real busy because I don't want to have to tell you I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So the idea of having someone holding you accountable or having a mentor or a coach, and everyone can go online and just type in coach on Google, and you'll get thousands of names of people who do professional and strategic coaching for people.
Mm-hmm.
I have a chapter in my book called Hire a Coach. There's a chapter on what's called Learn More to Earn More. I suggest if you read a book a week and put one action one step out of that book into action, that in 52 weeks you would have done 52 different things in your life. Or take my book and do one chapter at a time. It'll take you a year to do that. There's a church in Portland that has their entire congregation going through my book 1 week at a time, one chapter at a time, and then doing the homework and then coming back to church the next Sunday and talking about it and then doing the next chapter.
Huh, kind of like the Success Bible in that case, maybe, huh?
Some people have referred to it as that. They actually have, yeah.
Now, I think it's interesting. If you ask a lot of people what is success, it seems to me many people will say having a lot of money or being rich. And yet you have many of your principles are just about being happier, having better relationships, being, getting the goals you want in other areas of your life. So money's a part of it, but it's really not the whole formula, is it? For most people.
In my thinking, it's 1/7 of it. I divide our life into 7 areas. Financial is one of them. And you certainly want to have enough money to be able to do the things you want to do. Now, for some people, that's a lot of money. I was just in a yacht club yesterday where there was a $10 million boat.
Oh,
I don't particularly want to own a $10 million boat, so I don't need to have that much money. But if someone does, then they need to make that much money. For most people, if you look at most people, if they were making 2 or 3 times what they're currently earning, they would have the money to do all the things they say they want to do. And I promise people if they read this book and do what's in there, they can double their income and double their time off, meaning they have more time for themselves and their family within 2 years. But I divide life into finances, relationships, career, free time, fun time, vacation and travel would all be one category, health and fitness, making a difference in the community, something you want to contribute to charity work, philanthropy, volunteer work, and finally, something I call personal. You just want to do it because you want to do it. Like maybe you want to learn to play the piano or you want to go to visit the Eiffel Tower in Paris, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I say if you'll set 3 goals in each of those areas of your life, at the end of the year, you're going to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And all of your life is going to be in balance. And that's really what people want. The reason most people want more money is so they can do the things they want to do. And what we begin to discover is you can do a lot of the things you want to do without having more money. You just have to schedule them into your life.
I think I know what your answer to this next question will be, but I'm just wondering, is there an ideal time to start trying to practice these principles?
Now.
That's what I thought you'd say. Well, a lot of people think it's, you know, New Year's is when they have to start doing things.
It's when you first hear about it. It's like saying, what's the best time to pick up a $100 bill off the sidewalk? Well, when you see one. So people have been exposed to this information. They know the book's available. They know we have a seminar. They can go to thesuccessprinciples.com and our website and learn about that. We have an audio program for people who'd rather listen to it in their car. We have a home study course for families who want to take themselves through this. We even have a downloadable free course that people can use to teach this material in their church or their company on our website, which is thesuccessprinciples.com. But the main thing is start now. I met a woman 2 years ago at 83. She had just finished her 75th marathon, and she didn't start running until she was 55. So it's never too late to start, and it's never too early to start. I mean, I met kids up in Portland last year. They won the Portland Entrepreneurs of the Year Award. They're 14 years old. They have a chocolate import and export company that they started when they were 12.
Mm, wow. That's very impressive.
It really is.
Now, what do you find, Jack, is perhaps the number one excuse people make for not, you know, for not following through and achieving their dreams?
I don't have time. I don't know what to do. It's too scary. I'm afraid of failing. There's a number of things that people have that stop them. There's a chapter in my book on how to identify and release limiting beliefs, because it's either a limiting belief or fear. And fear you overcome by taking small baby steps with a support system. That's why having an accountability partner. And if your goal is to go back to college and get a degree, you don't have to do all that in one step. The first step might just be writing for a catalog. The second step might be picking the college. The third step might be filling out an application. Just do one step at a time. I mean, I wrote my book one word at a time. I developed the Chicken Soup for the Soul series one story at a time. We now have 100 million copies of our books in print. But it was done one page at a time.
So break it down into manageable little steps, and you can get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll give you an example. My wife runs couples seminars, and when she wanted to do her first one, she was very, very afraid, and she didn't know how to market it. So she got her best friend to come over and sit next to her and hold her hand while she made phone calls. And after 2 days of realizing the world didn't fall apart, some people said yes, she didn't need anyone to hold her hand again.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I don't know if you can remember the first time you did a radio show. I imagine you were a little nervous.
Yes.
First time I gave a talk, I was shaking so hard I had to hold on to the podium.
But, you know, it's funny. Once you get through it, you realize you survived, and you learn from that experience, and it's not so difficult the next time. It just gets easier and easier. So.
Right. There's a phrase that one of my friends coined, self-confidence is the result of a successfully survived risk. And you don't get more confident to play a bigger game until you keep taking steps toward that and surviving.
Well, the book is The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. And Jack Canfield is the author, with Janet Schweitzer. And he's also co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Jack, your book is everywhere, of course, and in all the bookstores. And has your smiling face on the cover, so it's easy to spot.
Thank you.
And you have a website, thesuccessprinciples.com. Any last words of inspiration to leave with our listeners before you go?
Well, one of the things I've been getting feedback a lot is that this book is not just for who's listening. It could be for your son, who's graduating college this year. We had a 16-year-old email me a couple months ago saying he was smoking dope, ditching school, getting Fs and Ds. His mom brought the book home. He said she never reads books, so I was curious why she bought it. I started reading it. He said I couldn't put it down. And 3 days later, he said, I stopped smoking dope. I'm attending school full-time. I'm getting A's and B's now. An 83-year-old man wrote and said, I thought my life was over. And after reading your book, I realized I got 5 to 10 good years left. I'm going to design them to be the way I want them to be. So think of this book not just for yourself, but the people you love that you want to have more success in their life.